tragedy almost 5 years in the making get some resolution in Pakistan. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Later on today, a Muslim man born deaf shares his unique struggles and opportunities. We'll begin today with a focus on Pakistan. First, the positive.
The courts have released 40 Christians who were imprisoned after their own churches had been attacked by suicide bombers.
That's FMI's Bruce Allen. Church Partners kept a close eye on this one. And this was a case of frustrated justice that goes back to the Easter suicide bombings of 2015 that killed 17 believers. Angered by the lack of protection from the state, Christians rioted and two Muslims died.
The Pakistani society just did not want to deal with the fact that Muslims were bombing Christians. Let's turn this story instead into Christians killing two Muslims.
Authorities arrested 42 Christians on terrorism charges. Two died in custody. Over the next 5 years,
the men who were imprisoned were told their sentences could be commuted if they embraced Islam. None of them took that bait.
Under a media blackout, the anti-terrorism court quietly acquitted everyone last week. God answered prayer. He intervened, and that's cause for celebration. Allen says there are two lessons here. First, never give up on praying. Second,
will we understand what it means to rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep and to stand alongside them, provide the type of tangible support, prayer support that these people need?
Next, Keys for Kids Ministries is teaming up with Good News Nepal to bring the Bible and Keys for Kids devotionals to Nepalese children. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says,
we now have an agreement that we are working together to translate Keys for Kids into Nepali, and we're just really excited about this new partnership where we could potentially see 2 to 3 million children hear the good news of Jesus Christ, and I actually read it as well.
The translating will be done in Nepal, but Nepalese immigrants in West Michigan will first contextualize the Keys for Kids devotional stories. Yoder says Keys for Kids will even travel to Nepal and help produce audio versions.
This is an unreached people in an area of Nepal where they went into this area and they started talking about Jesus. And a few of them said, we don't know Jesus. Where was he born? And what city does he live in? And what family is he from?
Pray that God would give Keys for Kids the resources to complete the project and that the Holy Spirit would build Christ's kingdom through the endeavors of Good News Nepal.
They're currently doing evangelism and church planting, as well as just teaching new Christians theological truths. So this is going to be part and parcel of their program there.
And we've shared many reports on MNN about God moving powerfully in the Muslim world. Today we'll hear how he's stirring deaf Muslim hearts. A believer we'll call Zed was born deaf to Muslim parents in Central Asia. Through an interpreter, he describes how coming to Christ created both friction and gospel opportunity.
The deaf world, as you might know, is so small. Word actually got around rather quickly that I was saved. So many of these deaf Muslims were coming to me and said, why did you convert to Christianity? And one of my friends was like, he straight up told me he wanted to kill me. So I said, understand that I forgive you and I love you. And that friend was like, no, you have this seething rage towards me. You have to have it. And so I said, no, I love you.
One of our partners has Zed's full story online. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
I'm not just reaching out to deaf Muslims. I'm reaching out to hearing Muslims as well. It's whatever God calls me to. And what he calls us to is to spread the gospel.
As you read Zed's story, ask the Lord for direction and seek opportunities to reach Muslims for Christ.
If you're willing to talk some about their actual faith, be willing to listen. And as your relationship with that individual grows, that's when you start to pray for the Holy Spirit to change their heart and mind.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab on our website to donate online or get the address to send a check. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.